Finance Minister Enoch Godwana presented the 25th medium-term budget policy statement on Thursday afternoon. Economists and interested parties, including Investec's chief economist Annabel Bishop, paid close attention to what the minister had to say about the country's debt projection. Having identified the risk of a debt trap and credit ratings agency downgrades as posing a very real threat to the country's potential future growth.
2021's medium-term budget policy statement has seen the expected improvement in government's debt-to-GDP projections and fiscal deficits. Over the medium term, gross debt is now projected to stabilise at 78.1% of GDP, and that's in your 2025-26 fiscal year, from 88.9% previously when we saw the budget in February, with of course the declining ratio not due to any major drop in borrowings, but of course instead the upwards revisions to GDP. That said, there have however been some slight improvements in terms of the rand value of debt. The projections of gross loan debt now creeps down in rand values to 5.1 trillion by 2023-24 from 5.2 trillion previously in February. But the reality of the situation is that we continue to see the debt levels rise. And if we have a look at gross loan debt itself, it came out at 70.1% for 2021 versus 80.3%. The issue that South Africa is really facing at the moment is that it may be enough to avoid the sovereign credit rating downgrades from Fitch and S&P in November, who have SA on a BB minus rating currently, but obviously Fitch continues to have us on a negative outlook, and we really find ourselves in a situation where the recurrent rating agencies are likely to continue to watch us, likely to continue to see how South Africa performs. As I said earlier though, the sheer quantum of debt is still very large, and in fact it doubles from 2018-19's 2.8 trillion to 2024-25 at 5.5 trillion. So this is the reality that South Africa faces. And in fact, as government themselves says, these projections are perilous if there are going to be further crises that reduce revenue in South Africa and increase expenditure. So this is certainly a risk for South Africa still.
However, with load shedding on the go and the state of national power utility Eskom front of mind for most South Africans, the financial future of South Africa's SOEs was a major topic of consideration. In this regard, the minister opted to, and I quote, practice tough love regarding struggling SOEs, saying their performance will have to drastically improve before receiving any further bailouts from government.
Madam Speaker, considering the economic outlook and the risk associated with it, it is critical that we accelerate economic reforms for long-run growth. These reforms should focus on improving competitiveness, productivity, investment, and employment. Our first and immediate task in this regard must be to ensure stable energy supply, reduce the risk of load shedding, and accelerate the transition to renewable energy sources. All of our efforts over the past 13 years have been to fix Eskom. Instead of securing supply of adding additional capacity to the grid, we've also begun to reduce our reliance on Eskom by diversifying our primary energy sources. The gains from these diversifications are demonstrated by the outcome of the most recent round of the renewable energy in independent power producers program. Madam Speaker, state-owned companies are intended to be important as enablers of economic development. Many SOEs, however, have been badly managed and have failed to deliver. In many instances, they've also been devastated by state capture, making them increasingly reliant on government. Since 2013, for instance, government has directed more than 290 billion rand to bail out state-owned companies at the expense of important social expenditure. Going forward, the restructuring of state-owned companies, informed by an assessment of their strategic relevance, is a priority. In this medium-term budget policy statement, no additional funding is provided for state-owned companies. I was asked by a journalist, what does this mean? Did you know this is tough love? Tough love.
The minister notably has not budgeted for an extension of the 350 Rand Social Relief of Distress grant beyond the grant March 2020 expiry date, saying that decision resides with Cabinet.
Honourable members, as you are aware, the current Social Relief of Distress grant is coming to an end in March. Let me emphasize this thing. The budget is a decision of the government, not of Treasury. The grant has benefited about 9.5 million South Africans. This is over and above the existing social security grants. Today, 27.8 million South Africans are social grant recipients of one or another. This accounts for about 46% of our population. At the same time, the number of people working has declined, further underlining the critical flaws in our economy.
Government further plans to maintain its commitment to supporting fee-free higher education. To help support this effort, funding for fee-free higher education and training has been increased. A decision has also been made to offer 1,000 Rand once-off gratuity to civil servants as a sweetener for them to accept a 1.5% wage increase. This will cost 20.5 billion Rand in the current financial year. For Times Live Podcasts, I've been Paige Muller.